next item is reports by regional board members. And four members who were at a environmental justice tour recently requesting that we hold these updates, including environmental justice updates, to the item which will cover this topic. So I'll start on my left. You have updates.
Do I have anything on environmental justice?
No, any updates for us, meetings you attended?
Yes, I attended the Econ Alliance meeting in Santa Maria last month. I was invited by the Berber Shippers, and it was about a five-hour affair where we had a number of different people on different panels talking about challenges in the next phase of agricultural industry. It was largely Santa Barbara County and San Francisco County focused. And it was quite interesting to just hear about the challenges, chiefly labor and technology, in terms of what the ag industry is facing. So that's all I have to report.
Thank you very much. Mr. Young?
Nothing to report.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes, I also attended the Growing Possibilities Forum that was held in Santa Maria on February 5th. We had the pleasure of hearing from Jenny Lester, who is the Deputy Secretary of CDFA. And we heard also a chance to hear from some of the leading or the leadership in the northern Santa Barbara, southern San Luis Obispo County. George Adam, in particular, Steve Jordan and Andy Rice were farmers that were very active in organizing that forum. It was very informative. We heard from Kathy Fisher, who is the Ag Commissioner, and also State Water Board member Stephen Moore gave a keynote speech that was also, I think, very helpful to understand the perspective on ag issues and challenges being faced by the ag industry. And I think the message that he delivered was well received. We heard good comments about it. We also had the opportunity, I did on that day, to join with Jenny on a tour of one of the local farms. And I was able to observe some of the new irrigation methodologies that are being, they're kind of experimenting with, and very interesting, very informative.
Thank you. Mayor Delgado?
Nothing to report.
Ms. Hernandez?
No.
And myself, on February 1st, participated at the chair's call with all the regional chairs, and also it included the EOs. So Ms. McCann was part of the phone call regarding the establishment of the 16-17 budgets with Sacramento. On February the 3rd, I attended the San Luis Obispo County Water Resource Advisory Committee meeting, which encompassed all the water districts and municipalities and county governments associated with the topic of water. On February the 4th, I participated a tour, similar tour to the one that Dr. Hunter attended, but this one was with State Board Member Steve Moore. And on the evening then of February the 4th, I attended in San Luis Obispo County at our Regional Water Quality Control Board office, the meeting organized for local residents impacted by TCE in some of the wells, and including drinking water wells. It was well attended, over 200 people, and this was a effort made by our staff to reach out to the community, and it was very well organized. So thank you for again to staff for a job well done. On the 5th, I attended in the same ACT forum in Santa Maria, as described earlier by Dr. Hunter. On February the 6th, I attended a Climate Ready carbon sequestration tour in Los Sosos Valley, which is a grant-funded program to look at adaptation to climate by improving the sequestration of carbon in soil, particularly on grazing land. On the 7th of March, I attended the EJ tour, which will be discussed later on. On March the 11th, I facilitated a meeting between the Mans Colony and Cal Poly University on the topic of potable water and recycled water, how these two entities can work together in common solutions for the issues of recycled water needs. And then that same day, on the March 11th, I had a meeting with Senator Mani in regard to highlighting the various challenges within our Santa Cruz Regional Board associated with the topic of water. And then lastly, I attended on March the 14th, a meeting organized by the County Public Works of San Luis Obispo, their newly formed Water Resource Division, on the topic of SGMA and the relationship between SGMA associated with water quantity, but also water quality. So that wraps up my busy last few weeks. So thank you. So,
excuse me, John. Here.
Yeah, sure.
What is SGMA?
Sustainable Groundwater Management Act.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is an acronym tend to get sometimes a little overwhelming. So, thank you for reminding me to start things out.